Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of May 2020. Delhi High Court has directed the South Delhi Municipal Corporation to depute Central Reserve Police Force or Delhi Police personnel to man the barricades pickets installed outside Nizamuddin West Colony. Delhi High Court has held that the tender process cannot be recalled just because the highest bidder was not given the tender. The court has noted that if the bidder was not found to be technically qualified, his financial bid could not have been looked into at all. Patna High Court has deferred the annual vacation of the court, which was scheduled from the 24th of May, 2020 to the 21st of June, 2020. Telangana High Court has come down heavily upon a retired judge of the Hyderabad High Court, presently the chairman of the Telangana Admission and Fee Regulatory Committee, TAFRC, for imputing unfounded aspersions on the court's independence and impartiality, in connection to a case pending against the TAFRC. Manipur High Court has directed the Bar Council of Manipur to release a sum of 2,08,932 rupees for purposes of extending financial assistance to advocates in need in view of the lockdown situation. Delhi High Court has sought the stand of the centre and the governments of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana on a plea to allow lawyers to move in and out of the national capital for their work. Delhi High Court has expressed its disappointment at Delhi government's failure to comply with its orders to ensure free ration was available to all needy and poor. The court was dismayed that the government had not done enough for ration to be available even for those who couldn't access internet to avail e-coupons. Delhi High Court has directed police to expeditiously conduct its investigation into the incident of Bolaka Room, an Instagram group, in which obscene messages and morphed pictures of underage girls were shared. Delhi High Court has held that providing injunction for alleged interference with contractual relations of two parties, in absence of any law, would violate the fundamental right of carrying out trade under sub-article 5 of Article 19 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Delhi High Court has allowed lawyers to access their chambers situated in the Three Lawyers Chambers block in the court premises to have access to their files, books, etc. Delhi High Court has said that it expects that the central government would take all necessary steps, within the limitation of the resources available to operate flights to bring back Indian citizens who are stranded overseas. Bombay High Court has allowed a 17-year-old rape survivor to abort her 24-week fetus on the basis of the recommendations of a JJ Hospital panel of doctors who said she could face issues like anemia, pregnancy, induced blood pressure and labor complications. Bombay High Court has observed that every possible option ought to be explored by the state government and the municipal corporation to ensure that people suffering caused due to the pandemic of COVID-19 is minimized. Calcutta High Court has expressed that the failure in recording judicial statements under Section 164 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 on account of the national lockdown and the consequent delay in filing charge sheets in Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO, Act, 2012 related cases, resulting in the accused persons being granted bail, is a matter of great concern. Uttarakhand High Court has held that both the state and the central governments are obligated to bring back the migrants to Uttarakhand because their fundamental rights under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1949 may be violated if they are left stranded. Gujarat High Court has directed the state government to see that all the private hospitals across the city of Ahmedabad and also situated at the outskirts work out the modalities with respect to the fee structure. Manipur High Court has issued a slew of directions in a public interest litigation seeking necessary arrangements to ensure that extensive distribution of essential commodities is effectuated to the entire population and are available to the public at prices fixed by the government. Kerala High Court has extended the subsistence of all the interim orders passed by it and the courts subordinate to it till the 30th of June, 2020.